listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for staying with us on ABQ Connect. Be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for your next mortgage loan. Maybe you're refinancing. Maybe you're interested in buying a new home. The team at Indigo Mortgage will explain how you can reduce your fees while getting the best interest rate possible. Call 836-5700 or reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. I'm joined in studio now by my good friend Matt Moffitt, community liaison, Calvary Church. This guy is a connector, man. He has it together. He's got exciting projects always going on. Hi, Matt.
Jim, good to be here with you, man. I love doing the show and being with your radio family.
Matt, And I'm not complaining. I'm so blessed in the last couple of years. We've been doing some work together. I've been able to kind of support your efforts. But this churches in past history, especially the Catholics and the Protestants, haven't gotten along well. The different evangelical denominations, and we call ourselves non-denominational, but I'm calling this a denomination. Calvary churches are big. But you've got us all working together, Matt. God's used you in a mighty way, my friend.
Yeah, COVID put a huge dent in that. I mean, right, if you remember just a year ago, we had some amazing opportunities. We had 100 pastors gathered together over at North Church. We had 2,500 people that night gathered over at Sagebrush. And gosh, we were excited about the future. And then COVID hit and has really made it difficult. And I think what's happening right now is we've all kind of cocooned a little bit. We went in, we needed to take care of our own churches, our own flocks, and we've done that well. We've continued to reach out into the community this last year, but I feel like we're ready to birth out of that cocoon and get back into working with the churches again.
Well, and a neat project going on March 29th and 30th, Los Padillas Community Center. That's at 2117 Los Padillas Road Southwest. There's a free dental clinic, Mira Consulting Dental, working with you, and you're helping to promote the event.
Yeah, we've Zanetta and I in our outreach office have been working with Mira for about a month in preparation for this and working with Los Padillas, Polk and Pajarito schools down in the South Valley, and of course the community center there, Los Padillas, and Manny, the one that heads up the community center there, is amazing. And so we've been working together to promote this event as a free opportunity for families to bring their kids 3 through 18 to get a checkup, to get a cleaning, to get an x-ray, and then also to get sealant placed on their teeth. So those things that they wouldn't normally have an opportunity to do, they can sign up by calling 505-898-2797. And we have some spots open for this Monday and Tuesday that they can come out. They have to sign up. Yes. And get a time to come because of social distancing. We don't want to back up a bunch of people and get a bunch of people there. But we're also going to provide snack packs for the kids, and it's just a great opportunity for us to connect with the community and provide a service. We're so appreciative of Mira Consulting. They're going to bring a dentist and a hygienist. They have all portable equipment. It's all COVID safe. They do a lot of work. They have done a lot of these around in the community. And so they're very good at what they do, and we just appreciate the folks over there at Mira.
And they use cutting-edge technology. I was reading about them, and they're literally developing a concept called concierge dental, where they go to you.
Yeah.
That's really a fascinating business model.
Right. It cuts down on their overhead, but it also is convenient for people to be able to have them come right to where they are.
I want to read everybody just a statement they make on their website. It says, prevention is vital in all of our services. Dentistry is not expensive. Neglect, however, is. As practicing dental hygienists with years of experience, our goal is to increase dental care access for everyone, including underserved and underprivileged populations. What a neat blessing.
Yeah.
To just provide this for people. In addition to providing preventative mobile services to students at in New Mexico public schools, They travel now to patients where they work, live, and learn. They visit small businesses, personal homes, assisted living facilities, and private and charter schools. Matt, can you give us that number one more time for people to sign up? This event is going to be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday and Tuesday, the 29th and 30th of this month.
Sure. So if they call 505-898-2797, that's 505-898-2797. They have our appointment scheduled there. They'll take your name and information. And, Jim, you know what? It's absolutely free.
Free
is what they say, right? And so, you know, if your kids need their checkups, even if you have dental insurance, bring your kids over there. Get a free checkup, find out how their teeth are doing, and meet the folks from Mira. Say hey to Manny. He'll be there with his staff helping to run it, and it's just a great opportunity.
Okay, so here's what I'm hearing, what God's working through you in. You've got a county recreation center cooperating with a big Christian church, cooperating with an amazing business dental practice, and providing services for people that typically would not be able to afford it. And it could save them so much money in the long term if they will take advantage of getting care.
Yeah, that's right. It's early detection, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what good health care is about. That's what good dental care is about, is getting in there and finding a problem before it's a problem.
And
Jim,
still...
you left out three amazing partnerships in that. And that's with APS.
Yeah.
We have great relationships with Pajarito, Los Padillas, and Polk Schools down there. Love their family liaisons. They're always willing to hear my thoughts and my ideas, and we do these Zoom calls, and I throw it out, and they run with it. So they are amazing. We love them, and they are also great partners with Feed New Mexico Kids.
I've been in Albuquerque a really long time, Matt. I know that community only because at one time I've played basketball in every one of their gyms when I was really young, you know, middle school. I was actually in junior high back when I was there. They didn't have middle schools. The year I went to El Dorado in ninth grade, which was 1972, was the first year they went to middle schools. So that's how long ago it's been. But those communities love each other. The schools are kind of the center of the community. One other partner I kind of left out and you alluded to is, sounds like Feed New Mexico Kids is participating a little bit.
You know, anytime that Feed New Mexico Kids has an opportunity to reach kids, they're in.
Yeah.
They're all in. So, yeah, absolutely. I called Holly and I said, hey, Holly, here's what's happening. Can we do this? And she said, absolutely. So every family that comes will get a snack pack. I was just there with Manny this morning. They were preparing to do their grab and go. They do it Monday through Friday right there at Los Padillas Community Center from 10:30 to 1, I believe. And anybody's welcome to come. They don't ask for ID. And they provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They have a partnership with a catering company that comes out and brings the dinner for those families. And so when a family drives in there Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 1, they receive breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
What an amazing thing it is to hear good news.
Isn't it?
I mean, it just... I already am having a better day just hearing you talk about this great project. One more time, at Los Padillas Community Center, that's next Monday, March 29th, and Tuesday, March 30th, from 9 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m., you can call and schedule an appointment. Call 898-2797. You'll be calling Mira Consulting. They're a dental business. Say thank you to them, because they're providing these services for free. And you can get exams, dental exams, x-rays, cleanings, fluoride treatments, desensitization. Man, I know a lot of elderly people that get really sensitive teeth. So it doesn't matter what age you are. Get over the call 898-2797 and make sure you sign up for this free dental care. You can also get sealants, and I'm not sure what that is. I haven't seen that before. That's probably some new cool technology out there. But if you get this dental care, it will save you a lot of money in the long run, preventing future problems. So I hope everybody will take advantage of it. Matt, we're going to take a quick break and then come back, and we're going to talk about a new Share Your Faith workshop that you're working on.
Absolutely.
That's coming up.
You mentioned good news.
Yeah.
I have some good news.
I can't wait to hear it.
It's great news.
Yeah, he's a name dropper. He's going to be talking about that Jesus de Cristo guy in a minute.
Amen. Gloria a Dios.
That's right. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
Whether dining inside or eating on the patio of our favorite local restaurants, let's get out and support them, including Casa Taco, uniquely prepared craft tacos made fresh to order, Nacho Mama's Tacos, Grass Burger, using 100% grass-fed beef, darn healthy, eatgrassburger.com, Village Pizza, two locations, great homemade pizza, the best ingredients. Ordering, delivery, takeout, or pickup are still available. They need us, and truth be told, we need them. Bon appetit.
It's morning in Canton, Ohio. Joe McDermott is thirsty. He gets up from his easy chair and walks 20 feet to the kitchen. He turns on the faucet and fills up his glass. 8,000 miles away, Mahika walks barefoot for 3 miles to fill her clay jug with water. Problem is, this water is contaminated. The people of Mahika's village suffer from disease. Some die, but this is their only source of water. Joe, if you're listening, for just $30, Gospel Phrasia can provide a biosand water filter for Mahika and her family. This device makes water 98% pure. Or you can donate a Jesus well for her village, bringing clean water to 300 people. Joe, we hope you're listening, because people like Mahika are counting on you. Give the gift of life, the gift of water, and point the way to the living water through Gospel Phrasia. Thanks, Joe. Call 855-572-4628 or go to knkt.com and click the Gospel for Asia banner.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things, about life and relationship with God. Life doesn't always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full time. That's why KNKT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. And now, KNKT presents a Bible School of the Air. Each Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., KNKT will present Through the Bible, verse-by-verse teachings by Chuck Smith and Chuck Missler. Skip Heitzig, followed by a question-and-answer session with Scott Richards. We'll be rotating through the Old and New Testament, so drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KNKT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Take your seat Saturdays at 9 a.m. on 107.1 FM.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Matt Moffitt, Pastor Matt Moffitt, he is a community liaison with Calvary Church, meaning he's the connector man. He's brought a lot of people in the community together. And again, Matt, thanks for that. It's really fun. You mentioned how COVID kind of, you know, got us all back to just dealing with our own congregations. But the fact is that we fed many thousands of people. You helped to provide food through a number of churches in Albuquerque to the Navajo Nation. You know, literally set up, you had Samaritan's Purse and Convoy of Hope and other just amazing ministries that provide all this stuff. And hearing about all that is good, good, good news.
It's great news. And I just was talking to Mike Dickinson, who's the head of the Assemblies of God churches here in New Mexico, and I believe a couple of the other states. But Mike was saying this last weekend was the first Sunday that the churches in the Navajo Nation were allowed to open and reopen after a year of being closed. And he said, we didn't lose as much people as we thought, and they're stronger today than they were going into COVID. So that was good news. That was great news to hear that from Mike.
You know, if there's a silver lining, I hope that one of the things that's positive for people in the Navajo Nation is that they know the rest of America cares about them. Mm. I think there's kind of been a separation, but I think they saw a lot of people, especially in Albuquerque and churches here, that just wanted to try to help any way that we could.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was a lot of, you know, beyond the food, we sent truckloads and truckloads of hygiene items. And maybe you haven't heard about this. We sent truckloads and truckloads of firewood out there. Firewood, wood-burning pellets, coal. Many of those houses don't even have electricity, and so they rely on wood-burning heat and wood to cook, coal to cook. They were the pellet stoves they use out there. And so one of the guys was able to organize not a pickup truck, but a logging truck with the logs still on it to take out to Rehoboth Christian School out there in Gallup. And they had a team that went out there and cut those logs up, split those logs up. They featured a big article in the local newspaper down there because it involved the kids at the high school there in Rehoboth. And it was just an amazing opportunity. And I was talking to Kevin Ruthven, who serves down at the school and is my contact down there. And he was saying the number of contacts that they had with homes out in the Navajo Nation, delivering firewood and being able to pray with people and just connect with people, was overwhelming at what they were able to find, how they were able to minister, and how they were able to connect out there in the community.
I just got this idea as you were talking, but I'd really love to see some kind of celebration that we all made it through this thing.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, rather than doing that here in Albuquerque proper, it might be kind of cool to be out on the Navajo Nation. I don't know if they have a facility where several thousand people could go, but maybe to see some of their ceremonial dances and the way they, you know, give Thanksgiving and those kind of things. I mean, I love the culture. I don't think we all know enough about the people. And it's true with all of us. I mean, we talk about the racial issues going on in this country. We had, you know, Black Lives Matter, and you have the Native American community, and you have whites over here somehow feeling persecuted, and the Asian community just, oh, the terrible things happening, you know, with shootings and different things. The police feel like people are against them. Man, we just need to all come together and have a big celebration, COVID allowing, soon.
Well, that's what they did in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
You know, they celebrated God's grace and his mercy and his faithfulness. And, you know, King David knew how to throw a party.
Yeah. Amen.
So,
yeah. And he had a good time dancing himself. I'm not much of a dancer. Hey, I want to ask you a simple question. You're about to put on a Share Your Faith workshop, and you're going to tell us about how to sign up. But I want to ask you first, why are we afraid to share our faith?
I think that there's many reasons. Even for me, and I've been blessed to be able to train people all over the world on how to share your faith. When that moment comes and you think, oh man, God has just set the table for me to share the gospel here, but you know, what if I fail? What if they ask me a question and I don't know the answer? Jim, what if they say no? What if they're not interested and I'm embarrassed? And so it's I think many different things that hinder us from sharing our faith. Sometimes it's just that we don't know how to share our own story, or you know, maybe somebody has kind of turned their nose up to us. I'll tell you one of the things that my wife Toni and I do whenever we're in a restaurant here in New Mexico or we're traveling is we ask our server, of course, their name, and we tell them, when you bring our food, we're going to pray for our food. And is there anything we could pray for you? And 99% of the time, they say whatever's on their heart. Yeah, could you pray for my mom? My mom is sick. She's going in tomorrow for an operation. Or, hey, I'm taking some school tests. You know, a lot of the young people that work in the restaurants are also students. And so we get a great opportunity to just pray with people. And people are open to being prayed for. And Jim, it plants seeds. It just, you know, lets them know that the Christian community cares about you. But you know, when you do that, when you step out in faith and say, hey, can I pray for you? You better leave a good tip.
You talk about a population, servers in our city, in our country, have been hurting because of COVID.
It's been so hard.
So praying for them and offering that, what a caring, thoughtful thing that will be.
Yeah. And imagine if we just had a whole community of Christians that every time they went out offered to pray for their server. And they said, oh, you know what? Some guy named Jim, a real tall guy that works at the radio station, was just here and he prayed for me. But yeah, I'd love for you to pray for me. Right? That would be amazing.
Yeah, get multiple prayers per day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun. So Matt, you've got a Share Your Faith workshop coming up. You have to register through Evangelism Explosion. Tell people about what you're going to be doing.
Sure. So it's on Saturday, April 17th. Registration begins at 8 o'clock, and the workshop itself will go from 8:30 to 12:30. We'll provide snacks and coffee and water, and everything will be COVID safe. We'll allow for plenty of space for everyone. But share your faith is something that we like to say. It's easy to learn, but Jim, it's hard to forget. Once you learn it, once you practice it, it's very easy. And the tool that we teach is always with you.
Okay, but I want to interrupt you. And the reason I want to is because I know you're an avid golfer. And I'm going to make an analogy between golf and evangelism.
Okay.
Because you used a word earlier, which is you have to be prepared.
Mm.
You have to be ready. And so many people I know have no enjoyment on the golf course because they never practice. They go out and shank about, you know, 8 out of 9 shots, and they're frustrated, but they don't understand every other sport they practice and they get better at, but they don't practice golf. Sharing your faith, kind of the same, isn't it?
You know, I like to use the story of preparation with the Good Samaritan. And I've read through that many times, and you know, you see the priest who comes alongside, and he just stays on the far side of the road and passes by. And I thought, okay, I'm not really understanding why he did that. And then the temple assistant, he kind of goes over and takes a look, but realizes there's nothing he can do with this man that's been beaten. If you're not familiar with the story, you know, the man was traveling between Samaria and Jerusalem, and he was beaten and robbed and left for dead. And so two people pass by, a priest and a temple assistant, and neither of them helped. And the Good Samaritan, we call him, saw this Jewish man. This is part of the story, right? Is
And typically the Samaritans and the Jews would not associate.
Oh, man, they didn't associate. And so here's this Good Samaritan who sees this man and stops, and he helps the man. And I was reading it, I believe it was probably in the New Living Translation one time, and it says that he gave him medicine. And my thought went to, what, he had medicine with him? And then I thought, you know what, Jim, he did. I think that morning when he was preparing for that journey, he thought about, what might I encounter? And he said, hey, maybe last time I was traveling and I saw somebody who was beaten and left alongside the road. I mean, that happened a lot in that era. And I wasn't prepared. And so he told his wife, hey, pack my fanny pack and put some ointment in there, put some bandages in there just in case. And if I see somebody, I'm going to be prepared. And so when he saw that opportunity, see, I think the priest and the temple assistant, they weren't prepared. And so when they saw it, they said, nothing I can do. I'm not prepared. I don't have bandages. I don't have what I need. Isn't that exactly what we say when we have an opportunity to share our faith? I don't have time. I'm not prepared. I don't have the proper equipment. Mm-hmm. And the Good Samaritan had the bandages. He gave him ointment, and he met the needs of that man. And then, of course, the rest of the story is he took him to a hotel and took him to the Best Western and provided for meals and care while I was there, and left an open tab. Said, yeah, you know, when I come back, I'll cover any expenses that aren't covered by.
You are, of course, quoting from the New Moffat Translation.
Yeah, I'm getting it as close as I can.
I'm teasing you. Well, no, that is a great analogy. After you prepare, do you need to practice?
Well, I think part of the preparation is practice. And part of what we do with the Share Your Faith workshop is we stop all the way through that 4-hour training. And we practice with that person who's with you, whether you come with your husband or your wife, or it's a mom and a son or mom and daughter, whoever comes, we practice together and we go through the gospel outline. And the gospel outline is really simple, Jim. It's simply this, that heaven, man, God, Christ, and faith. And that's the outline that we use. And with that, then we add scripture verses, we add illustrations, but it's also built off of your personal testimony. How did God change your life? And many of us came to Christ as children, so we don't have that transition story, but we have God's stories, yeah, where we've seen God do something really amazing in our life, and we can share a God story. And so we talk about God's stories, but we also talk about those who came to faith in Christ as an adult or a late teen and can talk about, this is how I was before I met Christ, then I met Christ, and this is how my life is different. You know, maybe they were trying to fill their life with things and stuff, and they came to faith in Christ, and now their life is full and content, and they're finding that Jesus is all they need. But and maybe it was God intervening in a car accident where they thought maybe they were going to die, but God delivered them. And so just using 2 to 3 minute God stories and sharing those God stories is kind of a, you know, we use fishing. You used golf. We use fishing as an illustration of what we do. You know, we throw the enticing target out to the fish and hoping that that fish will respond. And that's exactly what we do in evangelism. Jesus is that.
But you're also in the stories that you're talking about. You're actually asking people to share themselves with the person that they're talking to.
Yeah. Jim, if I'm not willing to be vulnerable, how can I expect that person to share with me that I have a need?
Yeah.
You know, my needs aren't being met with what I'm currently doing.
What if your story is about something that you were weak at? Like, for example, I have people on the show that deal with counseling people that are addicted. And so many times the people that are effective counselors, that are evangelists, are people that were addicted. Mm. And now they are willing to say, yeah, I was an addict. God changed my life and freed me from the bondage of that. And you can have that freedom too.
Absolutely. God brought you through what he brought you through, so you can share your story. It says in Revelations that they defeated the enemy. They defeated Satan by, first of all, the blood of the Lamb. We are saved by grace. We are saved by the shed blood of Jesus Christ and by the word of their testimony. And Satan flees when we share our testimony because it's your story. It's how God personally affected you. And that's what where we need to get great boldness is we all have a God story. We all can share. And maybe that's all it is just being willing to share your God story. But in this training, we're going to teach you how to share your God story and how to use it, Jim, as a springboard. We're into sports analogies today, right? Golf, fishing. Now let's talk about diving. You know, the springboard allows people to elevate and to execute their somersaults and all those different things that they do before they enter the water. And we like to talk about those God stories as being springboards.
We're going to give a little more detail in our next segment about what you mean by it's easy to learn and hard to forget, 5 aspects of sharing your faith. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
The aftermath of 2020 has left so many of us wrestling with questions about the future and wondering what's next. Here's Skip Heitzig.
That's a question, by the way, that people ask anytime there is a catastrophe, any kind of catastrophic event causes people to ask the question, what's next? If there's a car accident that happens, well, what's next? Am I going to be able to walk after this? If a disease strikes someone, what's next? Am I going to be cured? If somebody we love dies, we ask, what's next? Am I going to be able to go on?
We want to help you live with confidence, no matter what the future holds, by sending you a powerful collection of Easter weekend messages from Skip Heitzig on the hope of the resurrection.
Anything's possible. If the one who said he's going to die and rise again died and rose again, that means all of the promises Jesus ever made are possible and can come true. That's why it's called The Living Hope.
The Morning That Changed Everything with Skip Heitzig is a DVD collection of 6 life-changing Easter messages. And it's our thanks for your gift of $35 or more today to help connect more people to the living hope of Jesus Christ. To give online securely, visit connectwithskip.com/offer.
or call 800-922-1888.
Skip Heitzik shares a lesson with you from the story of Israel's temple.
What inspired them to finish the task was the preaching of these two prophets, Haggai and Zechariah.
It's amazing how God uses people to inspire change. Skip has a question for you.
What work is God calling you to? Is there something that you started, but you just sort of got discouraged and stopped pursuing? You stopped building?
Access Skip's full teaching library at connectwithskip.com. Now this.
You know, in Psalm 37, it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I don't think that means just read your Bible every day and God will give you your little heart's desires. I don't think it means that.
Follow the Connect with Skip Heitzik podcast on Spotify.
He will put his desire in your heart so you have a new desire you never had before. God gave me different desires. Delight yourself in the Lord. See what desires he puts within you to finish the task.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly Slade and Dave Slade, their team at Dave Slade and Associates Realtors, are sponsors of the programming on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly or Dave at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly and Dave Slade at Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book, 342-8100, or reach them on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. And we have to give a shout out to Dave and Holly because they have done a lot to get Feed New Mexico Kids going. We mentioned them earlier in the first segment.
It just made me smile when I heard Holly's name. I love serving with Holly and the impact that Feed New Mexico Kids has had in the community. And with APS has been amazing. So,
well, I wanted to lead with that because sharing your faith is something that people like yourself, and I think me too, we are compelled to do that. We almost can't not do it. Mm. A double negative.
Yeah.
And I know that Holly and Dave are like that. Dave's written a number of books. Holly's out there feeding New Mexico kids. But at the same time, Matt, this is what I appreciate about you more than anything. And I appreciate about people that I know really love people. We are going to love people and do things for them with no requirements. They don't have to believe as we believe. They don't have to be coerced. We don't have to convince them. We're just going to love them no matter what.
Absolutely. That's what Jesus does.
Yeah.
There was no condition on him loving us. In fact, he loved us while we were still sinners. He died for us. And it wasn't anything we did. It was something he did. And it's already done. You know, many people think, and we say in the Share Your Faith workshop that, and again, using the hand, right? Do you remember the days, what this was? Do you remember standing on the side of the road ever?
Oh, yeah, and thumbing a ride.
Yeah. And what kind of ride were you looking for?
A free ride.
A free ride, right? You didn't want to pay for it. But that thumb also points up, right? You know, when we give the Fonzie, hey, you got your thumb pointing straight up to the sky.
You just dated yourself talking about Fonzie.
And so when that thumb is pointing to the sky, it reminds us of heaven. And God's word says that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God, Free, is eternal life, is life in heaven with God forever. And it's a free gift, Jim. And many people think, and we place conditions on it that we think, well, obviously we have to do something to earn it, right?
Yes.
And if I were to, you know, give you this cell phone and you accepted the gift and reached into your pocket and said, man, that's an expensive gift, Matt. Let me help give you some money to pay for that. Is it a gift?
No.
No. It's only a gift if we don't pay for it. But what if you offered to me to come over to my house and wash my car, mow my lawn? You know, I just want to do something to help pay for that phone. It's still not a gift.
Still not a gift.
Right? So we can't pay for it. We don't earn it. It is absolutely a free gift. And so we get a little confused because we're not used to things being free. You know, you hear on a television ad, it's free. And my wife would always say, nothing is free but eternal life. There's always an attachment to something that's free. And so with the gift of eternal life, it's offered to us as a free gift. And so that's the first point that we learn about sharing our faith, is that heaven is a free gift. It's not something we work for or deserve.
So if you're listening, I want you to act like you're a hitchhiker. I want you to stick your thumb up in the air. And number one, we're going to have 5 points for you. Your thumb is heaven is free.
That's it.
It's what he did for us, not what we do.
That's right. The work's already done. Mm. So the second point, Jim, is this. So if heaven is a free gift, does everybody receive it? Well, there's a problem, and that problem is sin. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So all means all, and that's all means, right? Mm. And so if all have sinned, and sin, if we think about sin, sin is anything
that... That doesn't apply to you and I, does it?
Oh, even more so, Jim.
Thank you.
I've been your friend for a while now, I know. And so sin is anything we think, say, or do, and even things we don't do. You know, so if it's things I think, I say, I do, I don't do... And say I'm a really good guy, and I only sin 3 times a day. Yeah. That would be a good day for you.
Yes, that would be a great day for me. I'm reminded of an old comedy routine that Steve Martin used to have. Not Ryman, but Steve Martin. Although Steve Ryman is almost as funny. he used to have a joke about only in the late, early morning would he do something that was not...
appropriate.
Yeah, appropriate. And then by the time he got done with the joke, it was like, well, I kind of do this all the time.
Right. So with sin, you know, if I sin 3 times a day and there's 365 days in a year, that's about 1,000 sins in a year. That's a lot. Then let's multiply that. I'm somewhere around 60 years old, believe it or not, plus or minus. 60 times 1,000 is 60,000 sins. And imagine showing up in court here in Albuquerque at one of the courthouses and presenting yourself with 60,000 violations. What's that judge going to do?
Throw you in the slammer.
But yet that's what we do with God. We think, I'm okay. I only sin 3 times a day, so it's no big deal. And so... You know, with heaven being a free gift, and the second point is that pointer finger that we use to point out other people's sins. And when we're doing that, Jim, that thumb is pointing up, that pointer finger is pointing at others. How many, go ahead and hold your hand like that. How many fingers you got pointing back at you?
Three.
So that means
I'm 3 times as bad?
It could. Certainly could mean that.
So Matt, we're not qualified to be forgiven, are we?
We are not.
It's just extended to us.
It is extended to us through the blood of Christ. And so the sin, Jim, always separates us from God. And, you know, God who created us to be in relation with him, yeah, I think it breaks his heart when we have sin that separates us from him. Because he's a holy God, and he loves us. He doesn't want to punish us. But he's a just God, and he must punish sin. And not punish me, but he must punish my sin. And the Bible says that the wages, you know, the payment for sin is what? Death.
Death, yeah. And it's almost like you earn the consequence of pain and suffering as a result of your sin.
Yeah, and not making the choice to receive what God has offered. And so when we think about heaven, we point our thumb up. Then when we think about man, we point out, you know, the pointer finger to others, but we have 3 fingers pointing back at us. The reminder of God is the great finger. It's the biggest finger on the hand, right? Mm-hmm. And God is the greatest being in the universe. He's God. There's nobody like him. And that's why we can say that he loves us. He created us. He wants us to be in relationship with him. He wants what's best for us, and what's best for us is to spend eternity in heaven with him.
I want to ask you about this. I think some people don't have a big enough God, and somehow we're afraid to share our faith because when it comes to God himself, he's not big enough in our minds.
Is it that he's not big enough or he's too big? Well, you know, and people think, you know, he's God. He's way up there. He doesn't care about what's going on with me. He doesn't care about little old me.
What about the people that put on themselves that they have to convince people to believe?
Yeah. They feel the pressure that it's, you know, a salesman trying to sell that car that I know maybe is a little broken, but I need to convince somebody to buy it. And so we feel like we take that pressure on ourselves that we need to convince people. And it's not at all that, you know, it's sharing our story. It's sharing the gospel and then allowing the Holy Spirit to do the work. You know, the Bible says that he'll be with us. He says, lo, I am with you always. You know, his first command, if we look back in the New Testament, his first command was go or follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. The command is follow me. The promise is I'll make you be fishers of men. Then he goes on at the end of his time, right before he goes to heaven, and gives us the great commission to go, to preach the gospel. So that's the command, to go. We're called to be fishers of men. We're called to go. And then he says, lo, I am with you always. But many of us hear that lo as woe, and we think, yeah, I really don't need it. You know, that's Pastor Skip's job to share the gospel. That's my pastor's job to share the gospel. But the pastor's job is to train and equip the flock to share the gospel, to mobilize people, to go out and share with those people that they're in a relationship with and share the love of Christ. Share your story. Let them know God has changed your life and that they are important to you, and you want to let them know how they can know for sure that they have eternal life.
Our engineer, Steve Ryman, I know is listening. He's pushing all the buttons and he can take me off the air in a second if he doesn't like what I'm saying. But you've already quoted probably five or six scriptures in the short time that we've been together today. And Steve told me something the other day. He said, I don't like to hear people say, I think this is what God says. He'd rather hear you say, the Bible says.
Absolutely.
And then just quote the scripture.
Right.
You don't have to make it up.
Yeah. There's no promise in Scripture that says my words will not return void. The promise in God's word is that God's word will not return void. Yeah. And through God's word, through the Scriptures, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, and we can't leave out prayer. You know, we talk about preparation, right? Part of that preparation in the morning when we're reading our Bibles is to pray about our day and say, God, don't let me miss those opportunities, because opportunities are sometimes interruptions, right? We're busy guys, and you run into somebody, and you're thinking, oh, not this person again. And so you're kind of like, wow, this is really a bad interruption. Often interruptions are God's invitation for us to join him in what he's doing. And he might be working in that person's life, and this is another step for them closer to God, if we'll just listen to God, have God eyes, look for where God is working, and join him.
So, thumb up in the air like a hitchhiker, heaven is free. Index finger, man is a sinner. That includes all of us.
Yes.
All of us. And we have to acknowledge that. And if we acknowledge our sin and ask God to forgive us, it's extended to us for free. We don't have to do anything.
Nope.
Number three, and that be your middle finger, God is loving and just, and he's all-powerful, I might add. I mean, he's everywhere. He's in China right now, as we're on the radio here in Albuquerque.
Yeah,
he's everywhere. And then our fourth finger is Jesus is who he is. Tell us about this Jesus.
Jim, let's go to Scripture. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that verse is referring to Jesus. The Word is Jesus. And so we could just say that verse this way, that in the beginning was Jesus. Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only. This, I love verse 14 of that chapter, that we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. And so when we think of Jesus, we're not just thinking about the Son of God, but Jesus is God. And many of the cults would use that same verse. They would say Jesus is a God, not is God. But he is God. And what Jesus did is he came to earth. He lived a perfect life. He died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. He was buried for 3 days, and after 3 days, he rose from the grave, Jim. That's what we're coming up to celebrate on Easter, is the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then he's in heaven and offers us that free gift of eternal life. And that gift is received by faith, and that's where the little finger comes in. We use the ring finger to represent Christ. The bride of Christ, we're called, right? And so we remember the ring finger, the finger that our wedding ring goes on to remind us of that we are. It's not head knowledge. Too many people think if I know enough, I could be saved. No, it's not head knowledge. Many people trust God temporarily when there's a difficult situation going on in their life. They'll pray. They need finances. They need healing. But as soon as that situation's over, they're not trusting God for anything. Saving faith is trusting in Jesus Christ alone for our eternal life. And so that's what we're going to take people through, and then how to lead them in prayer, how to follow up with them. So important to follow up with people and teach them that they need to read their Bible, they need to pray, they need to be in, and they need to share their faith, their newfound faith.
The evangelism workshop is going to be held April 17th, 8:30 a.m. to 12:30. Come by early, though, to make sure that you're registered and everything. If you want to register online, please go to store.evangelismexplosion.org. There is a small cost of $15. I guess that's for some materials and different things.
Yep.
But this is going to be something that's really helpful to people. Again, it's not a money-making deal. It's a thing to equip you, help you. You're going to be able to take your story and get some coaching and some practice on how to share that and how God has changed your life. And it doesn't have to be some spectacular story. It just has to be the truth.
Your story.
Yeah, your story, personal story.
Yeah.
And you'll be amazed how the Holy Spirit works through your life to change other people.
We all have friends. We all have family that we know aren't believers, and they need to share, they need to hear the gospel. And you might be that person that gets to share and lead them to Christ.
Finish our show today. We only have a few seconds left. Do you have a lot of relationships with people that don't believe as you do?
Not as many as I used to. When you're in ministry, you're kind of pulled out of the community, so it's hard. But yeah, absolutely. I have family who don't know Christ that I long to see them come to faith in Christ.
Matt, I know you. You're comfortable around people regardless of what they believe, so it's neat. April 17th, 8:30 to 12:30, Calvary Church, the Evangelism Explosion Faith Workshop. Sign up for it.
It's going to be exciting.
Thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect, Matt.
Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.